Hi, welcome to PadishasYou.com. We're talking about the tools of ascension that we've got in our program for the Hieros Gamos journey for the 3 years for your thesis on research of your life, basically. And so over the years, I've used many tools, and so has Lucha, and we've narrowed them down to various ones that we believe really assisted us along the path to a faster recovery and, let's say, a more conducive experience, because the mind is being reprogrammed and hacked at the same time. And so if we trigger the dark side of us, the shadow, the protector, then, you know, like your mother, she's going to jump in and put in some law and order for the child and everyone around them. And so we found that with all the medicines and the path, it always took us back to the original bonding with the mother. And that is, when a child falls and you're out in the woods, well, you don't have cleaning waters and a Band-Aid and surgical instruments. You just do not carry those around. And because then you set yourself up for more disaster, right? So we don't have those. So we go to Mother Nature. And the most healing medicine, I believe, is the tongue. And the tongue and the saliva that comes off the tongue. Because remember, the tongue is the first entry for food, water, anything that gives us pure pleasure. And that takes us back to the suckling of the teat, the mother.
So you've always said that you always read the mind before anything else. So the mind, the body always, like, is the truth. When, like, people say no and do with their head yes, or the other way around, uh-huh, you say no. It's what they mean is how the body moves, because that the energy is moving the body, which is more energy than speaking, right?
Yeah, that's why Bulgarians didn't have to go through the persecution of religion, because their yes and was different to our yes in the nodding, and so it was the opposite. And so,
but you see,
it was a program installed.
But when we speak, we are moving our tongue and our lips. So who do you believe, right? Because now you have this. The speaking is also air, but you're also moving. And now, is your body reflecting or your tongue reflecting what you say with the moving of your lips?
So, well, it happens inside. The tongue is moving as you are thinking. It's like a typewriter. It's doing all the motions, actions. And that gives your whole body information to move. So everything comes through the mouth and the tongue is moving. Your thoughts are moving.
The mind is faster than the soul.
Yes.
So that's why speak is product of the mind, mm-hmm, while your body, like emotions, is product of your soul. Mm-hmm. So when you say hey and you lift your hands, hey, yeah, that's a representation symbol of your emotion, which you can say whatever you want, but your body is vibrating in, exactly, is speaking. So that's interesting. So reverse speech goes further and right, because allow us to listen to that subtle things that is happening between the mind, tongue, and the soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and our fingers.
Uh-huh.
Because it has to reach for the breast, or, you know, the hands will reach for something, for safety, security, grounding.
This guy reveals that voice of the human spirit. And I think it's that constant dialogue that the spirit has with the conscious mind.
It's the symbiotic relationship of what they call plasma, so that the two can come together and create something. Body, a mind, a body, and then spirit, or spirit, mind, body.
Yeah, and I think I heard you once that you said that even when we are like 4 months or so, we first speak backwards than forwards, you know, and I think you said that. And backwards first.
No, reverse speech, actually, what we're doing is speaking with the soul. So, especially for the first 3 months, because the fontanelle is open. And so the baby's getting transmissions. And because speech hasn't formed, it's just sound. Because still all the oral cavities haven't formed, the teeth haven't come through. Remember, the child is, you know, toothless. Yeah. And so they're speaking the whispers of God, right? That's what it is. It's the whispers of God. It's the air. It's the channel that's coming through. And so when we look at reverse speech, let's go back to the tongue, because the tongue is in the most important thing. And so a lot of kids, you know, they go through that phase of they want to lick everything from furniture, you name it. They're just licking things.
I think I'm stuck in that phase.
And they can't get out of it, you know, and the parents. But the thing is, and the detriment is the parents stop the kids because, oh, germs or, oh. So all this sensory deprivation happens, you see. And then we're afraid to kiss. We're afraid to.
Yeah.
I see people eating from a spoon with their teeth instead of their lips because.
And sucking it like because, an ice cream spoon.
Because they haven't had that nurturing, or they look at food or the utensil that they're putting in their mouth is not nature. So they don't want to touch it. So why are we then putting some spoons and forks, metal objects in our mouth for? I have no idea. But anyway, the thing is, the tongue is the most important. It's a translator of the mind. Like I said, it's a typewriter. And when we go and we're out in the garden, right, with the child, and the child falls over, and what does the mother do? Nature will take over first. She will go and wipe it with her hand, put her tongue on it and lick it. And the child will say, oh, and she'll lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, and then leave the saliva on. And the blood will stop. But if you add water instead of saliva, and I've done this, I've had many wounds, it will not stop. It will keep bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and bleeding until it's run its course of, oh, okay, I've emptied the blood. But saliva will stop it within seconds. Stop the bleeding and start the healing. And so in reverse speech, there's a really special program that I was involved with and had an opportunity to have the self-healings. I didn't do, I guess, enough for me, what I feel now, but I took another route and I still got to the same point. All roads lead to Rome. And so it's called the She-Wolf. And the she-wolf metaphorically is the representation of the loyal dog in my eyes. Pachamama, right? Mother. The loyal mother, no matter what you do, she will always be loyal to you because you are her child. And so in the metaphor, in the reverse speech, in the story, it talks about how the mother, how the child, the small she-wolf, goes out and builds strength and power by eating the carcass, and the mother and other she-wolves will come to lick the wounds of, you know, of the other she-wolf. Oh, and so really what it's about is the nurturing, is going back to nature, going back to knowing what's, we know as parents, mother and father, we both have the divine goddess in us, is what we need to do in order to create intimacy. And so that's the missing piece, is intimacy. If we're not intimate and snuggle and kiss and lick and chew food, you know, in our mouth and then pass it to the newborn through the spoon with my DNA, my programming, I'm going to take it out of a packet? I don't think so. It's got no connection to the source, to mother herself. There's no information, no DNA. And so we get lost with intimacy that's intimate. To be able to chew something and put it into somebody else's mouth and say, oh, that's so delicious, and please can I have more? And that's a mother-child connection of love. Pure, divine, unadulterated, innocent love. And that's why we need to go back to the she-wolf to experience that pure, unadulterated, innocent love. And that pertains to every human being, because just because we get older and grow older doesn't excuse us. Oh, the divine child is within. It's the soul. The soul is eternal, so it can never age. It can never die. It's called love.
Beautiful.
So thank you for reverse speech. So one of the tools, one of the tools, and you wanted to read something.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
So it's incredible that we have these tools to encode the subconscious mind. And that is super, super, super needed for kids, for example, with challenges, to see if, you know, we can sort of track. If we have a lot of recordings from them every day, and we have a very cool AI that automatically does reverse speech for that, we need maybe, you know, people just tagging and creating all the data for artificial intelligence.
Need an app, really
then
good one.
We can have like an incredible, and we can go further, the studying synchronicities, you know, the bird seeing is to be that, because everything is related, so we can use even reverse speech to hear the reverse of the birds.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've done it on birds, dogs. Dogs are the best, and they do speak the truth, and it's amazing in the stories that I got. But I just want to touch on one thing before you read that. So I used the tool for my son with challenges and speech. I couldn't understand a word up until, and he didn't really speak the clear words until he was about 7 years old. So reverse speech out of his things like that, and papa and mama, and just not being able to hear the consonants clear enough because he couldn't hear them. He had speech problems, and that's also connected to nose, ears, and throat. So it's all connected, hearing especially. And so I was able to decode all those sounds and ask him a lot of questions, and I was able to actually help him. But reverse speech is not just a tool that allows us to talk to the subconscious. It allows us to reprogram the subconscious later. Mm-hmm. And that's the most magnificent thing about it, is that it allows you to rewire the brain and to create a whole new program.
Yeah, that's pure magic.
Which is non-invasive too, purely non-invasive, and allows the people, as they travel through the medicine path, as they travel through the journey, to have a good time in the journey instead of being hacked by their old conscious mind.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that little bit in.
Awesome.
It's a miraculous tool for lovers too. When I divorced, I used it. I recorded my ex-husband and used it so that I could be a better person, actually. And there were certain messages in there that changed my life. So there you go.
So what I was going to say is that it would be great to collaborate with David. And get, you know, his people all working in a very cool AI that we can integrate for healing purposes. So that's what I want to say.
And have a parcher here at the university on the physical campus so that we can have all the transcripts from all of the vision quests, because that's really where the work is going to be done. And we can reprogram, and they can go home with a program and a coach and ease into it over the next 3 months.
And we can take it further. What if we just don't do reverse, but we'd say decoding of the body movements and you know, and the eyes blinking, and you know, we can go so many. If we have
biohacking.
Exactly, it's pure biohacking. We
have that wires and stuff connected to you.
Exactly. And then we monitor, you know, this person took, you know, 2 grams of mushrooms, mm-hmm, or didn't eat this day, uh-huh, you know, had a talk with this person, and you see what happens.
Link astrology
to it. We can create beautiful analysis of feeling charts in real time and see what's working and what's not. And then when the kid is, because everybody wants to do movies and that's what we're going to do. You're at the end, boy, girl, everybody create a little movie about what happened today, because that's the most fun things to do. So they do it, and then it will reflect what's going on also in the movie. But the movie app will also help to somehow trigger present things that are for healing purposes, depending on what the verse pitches tool did during the day. So it will present topics, it will present, you know, images that the kid will use, and will, you know, repattern as creating the movie based on reverse pitch. So these are ideas, as you said.
Yeah, they can create their own reprogramming stories. And we can take it one step further than just the audio. We can do visual, and we can encompass all 5 senses so that we can, you know, recreate smells coming through and all sorts of things, because we can trick the mind to do anything as long as it's in our program, right? But one of the most miraculous things that we want to use reverse speech for is to have an ascension path. And so with reverse speech, it can tell you the future of the path that can actually help you. And from there, we can restructure And as we learn, because it's an individual process, right? And this is, everyone is getting their own simulation in so many ways that is connected to everybody else's. And so we're feeding this new mothership with data that helps people who are on the ascension path to be able to tap in. And as they go, the app will be able to tell you, you know, through your recordings that you make in the movies and your writings that you do throughout the day, at the end of the day, it could give you a synopsis. And for that night, you could have a little recording that you could sleep with, or a little movie that you can watch, you know, and share with your friends. And because we can put it into the collective bank of the Library of Alexandria as documented empirical data that is live, you know, and we have proof to back it because we can reverse speech it and use the analysis and to recreate, you know, have an understanding even of the star children, what is really their path. Interview 50 star children and understand what is this star children, what is this Aquarian age, what have we really come for, and how can we better live a life of joy in the end. It's what it is to have the journey and to live it with joy.
Yeah, we can monitor joy and then the dollar. Uh-huh. Incredible, those uh-huh. great ideas. So I'm looking forward to speaking with Dave.
Yes.
David and
seeing him on the students. Vision Quest.
How you say singing?
Singing and seeing him on the Vision Quest, absolutely.
I guess we can do reverse speech mm-hmm. on the guitar.
Absolutely. All right then, thanks everybody. So really cool to
have. But you see why? What? Because if we have then like some indices of, you know, what is a good vibration, high vibration, depending on what we have learned about with the reverse pitch of the words, we can really see if what is the perfect tuning. Because this debate about 440 or 420 something, you know, it's, I don't see it very clear.
Yeah, sure.
But that can be also used, the same technology can be used to find the perfect tuning.
Well, you've got to look up the
like Sherman, reverse
the
pitch.
Sherman, yeah, you can, well, you do that anyway, you do layers. Because the voice comes in many layers, we have many octaves of frequencies that we have not even tapped into yet. And yeah, it's so cool. But anyway, that's reverse speech will be the foundation for us. It's a really important tool.
So we want to you know, reuse all the material possible and complement it. So yeah, it's cool.
Well, we've
I think there are beautiful tools and beautiful courses there that can be used by a lot of students, Gnosis students in a university and around the world to promote this uncovering or deciphering of the subconscious.
Yeah, my dream has been to elaborate on the dictionary of metaphors for David, because there's so much occult information that we need to put into, because we're heading into that era, so we need to understand how do these symbols and languages of the occult and the mysticism fit into the new future, because we're using old metaphors that need to be there, because we need to have the old, the new, and the future, because the new is the present moment. So there you go, reverse speech, we love you, of course. You saved my life, really, seriously, man.
Yeah, awesome.
Ciao.
Awesome.
Purchaseyou.com
at Silvania, Cundinamarca, Colombia.